You know, if you want to have a new IFB church start in your area, well, why don't you start being faithful in the church that you already go to? You're like, well, it's really hard to go to that church, pastor. You know, and look, if the pastor isn't saved, I wouldn't expect you to go to that church. If you live in a country where there's no saved pastors, how can you go to church at a place where there's no saved pastors? But what I would say to you is this, that, you know, if you can start up your own little group, and I'm not saying church, okay, don't get me wrong here. Don't say Pastor Thompson said you just start up your own little church. That's not what I said. I said you can start up your own little group, though. You know, if there's no saved pastor, if there's no place to go to church where there's someone that's actually saved preaching behind the pulpit, then you're in a world of hurt. And hey, the best thing you could do is gather up with the believers that are in your area and fellowship and maybe preach to each other or whatever and pray that God sends you a man, or pray that God's is able to start a church in that area somehow. We limit God by our faith. You know, if you have little faith and you're not faithful, then it's going to be hard for God to bless your life. So be faithful in the place where God has put you. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." So God wants us to consider each other. And how do we do that? Well, we provoke each other unto love and good works. And then it says in the next verse, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You know, what's really important is to assemble yourself together with other believers. And it's super important. God says not to forsake that. You know, it says not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. That means you need to go to church. And if there's no church, which, you know, in America, that's just, it's hard to imagine that there's no churches where the pastor's saved. I'm sure that there is a pastor that's saved in this town, possibly. I don't know. I haven't gone to all the churches. But if you haven't exhausted all your avenues, then maybe you need to look around and find a church that you can go to and you can get on board with. That doesn't mean you need to bring in all your, you know, hey, pastor, I'm only going to be able to go to this church if you don't preach against, if you're not pre-trib, you're not anti-Jew or whatever. You can't look at it like that. If you're not willing to move, you're not willing to travel, you need to find the best place where you can go to church. And God's going to look down on your affliction, hopefully, and maybe get a good church in your area.